From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers have urged Turkey to open its borders to Syrian refugees. European Union officials urged Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Union support for Turkey is intended to help the country handle the influx of refugees.
The support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu told a Syria donors conference in London 2 days earlier that Ankara would allow the refugees into the country, but tens of thousands of displaced civilians who arrived on the Syrian side of the Turkish border this week are stuck waiting, camped out in the desperate hope that Turkish officials will allow them to cross safely. Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim warned Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country. During a press conference on Saturday, he threatened that foreign troops would be sent back home, in his words, in coffins. Mualim insisted that the Syrian government would not agree to any ceasefire on the ground, despite UN efforts, as long as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continue to fight inside the country. On Friday, Saudi Arabia's defense ministry spokesman said his country is prepared to participate in any ground operation in Syria that is agreed to by the U.S.-led anti-Islamic State coalition. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details from Islamabad.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to importing a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan continue to claw through vast mounds of wreckage early Sunday, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan. Authorities say that Saturday's 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 17 people. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building left flattened beyond recognition. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under hundreds of tons of concrete and steel. Taiwan's official Central News Agency said that nearly 500 people were injured and more than 150 others were still missing early Saturday. Taiwan is often rattled by earthquakes, but most of them are minor. However, a 1999 quake there killed more than 2,300 people. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls have another debate, in New Hampshire Saturday night, with just 3 days before the northeastern U.S. state's presidential primary, where voters will deliver a verdict that could cut short several candidates' campaigns. Billionaire real estate tycoon Donald Trump is taking the stage Saturday night, somewhat chastened by his second-place finish in Iowa's voter caucuses on February 1st. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who won the Iowa caucus with Trump finishing in second place, will also be joined by Florida Senator Marco Rubio, the youngest candidate in the Republican field. Former Governors John Kasich of Ohio, Chris Christie of New Jersey, and Jeb Bush of Florida, along with retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, will also participate. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the Democratic candidates, have no more debates before the primary. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.